Rock Hard by Olivia Cunning. Narrated by Justine O'Keefe. Copyright 2011 by Olivia Cunning. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Sourcebooks Incorporated and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Jessica was the happiest woman on the planet. Life could not have been more perfect. She snuck up behind Sed, wrapped her arms around his neck, and kissed his ear. "Hey, baby, guess what?"
"What?" he said absently.
She peeked around his shoulder to find him scowling at a stack of invoices. "I got in." His scowl deepened in confusion.
"You got in? Got in what?"
She pulled the acceptance letter from her back pocket and snapped it open in front of him. This would wipe the scowl from his gorgeous face. While he read, she gazed at her recently acquired engagement ring. After all her hard work in school, her dreams were finally becoming a reality. Having a hunky rising star rock vocalist as her fiancé was the frosting on her Pop-Tart.
"Law school?"
His deep voice rumbled through his back against her chest.
"Yeah, isn't it great? I'm so excited. We have to go out and celebrate."
She kissed his temple and squeezed him.
"I'll go put on a skirt. We'll go sightseeing. I want you to make love to me on a crowded street. Maybe Rodeo Drive or Hollywood Boulevard. What do you think?"
"I can't afford to put you through law school, Jess. I can't even afford to fix the transmission in the fucking tour bus."
He tossed her acceptance letter on his stack of invoices.
"Don't worry."
She pulled out a second letter, her financial aid award letter. "Scholarships, grants, waivers, I only have to come up with $3,000 a semester." Sed shoved his chair away from the table and went to open the banged-up refrigerator. Finding it empty, he closed it again.
"I don't have $3,000, Jessica."
He didn't get it. This was her dream. He was encouraged to pursue his. Why wasn't she? Even though Sed's band, Sinners, would probably never make it as big as their frontman envisioned, she believed in him. Was it so much to ask that he believed in her too? "I don't expect you to pay for it, Sed. I'll find a way. I just want you to be happy for me. Congratulate me, something. This is the most important thing that's ever happened to me." He leaned back against the counter and crossed his arms over his chest. For a second, she was struck by how attractive he was. Those broad shoulders, bulging muscles, narrow hips, black hair, blue eyes, a face that belonged in movies. And then he opened his mouth.
"I'm the most important thing that's ever happened to you, and you aren't going."
"What do you mean I'm not going?"
"You're not going to law school. You'll be far too busy keeping me entertained in the bedroom. When that gets boring, you'll pop out 5 or 6 kids and take care of them while I tour with the band and make us all rich and famous."
That was his big scheme for her life? Was he fucking kidding her? "I've dreamt of being a lawyer since I was a little girl, Cedric. I am going to law school, and you're not telling me how to live my life."
"If you want to be my wife, you're not going. I forbid it."
She stared at him in disbelief. "You did not just say that."
"Yeah, I did."
"Then I don't want to be your wife." He scoffed, looking amused.
"You don't mean that?"
That cocksure attitude of his, the one that had attracted her to him in the first place, made her grit her teeth. She yanked the ring off her finger and flung it at him. It hit him in the chest and he caught it against his body with his hand.
"There! Go hawk that cheap piece of shit, fix your precious tour bus, and make yourself famous with your stupid band, you asshole.